So the last time an incumbent mayor in Boston, Massachusetts, was defeated for re-election was when Soviet and American tensions were at a near boiling point, NATO alliance was formed to potentially combat Russian aggression, the New York Yankees overtook the Boston Red Sox to win the pennant, nuclear war tests taking place throughout the Southeast Pacific. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, sorta, but the year was 1949, and Mayor James Michael Curley lost a re-election bid. Little side note there, his campaign was launched after a prison term for mail fraud. Thought that little caveat was worth mentioning. But now to today, where it has been nearly 70 years since an incumbent has lost. Current mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, is serving out the end of his first term and is being challenged by city councilor Tito Jackson this November. But how much so? Larry H. Russell with CLNS Media here for today's Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Into the well we go as we ask our very own pollster, Emerson College Professor Spencer Kimball. New poll available on EmersonCollegePollingSociety.com. But we're here right now. Spencer, what did you learn over the weekend?
Well, Larry, it was very interesting to see, as you mentioned, it's been 70 years since an incumbent lost the mayor's race here in Boston. And this year, Mayor Walsh is being challenged by Tito Jackson, the city councilor. And Tito actually comes with good name recognition. The poll finds that he's got a 43% favorable opinion in the city. Only about a third of voters have an unfavorable opinion of him, which would typically be a good sign for a challenger against an incumbent. The problem is that Marty Walsh has got a 72% favorable opinion and an 18% unfavorable. And, you know, that is just such a dramatic difference. And the reason for that big favorability for Walsh is that generally people feel like they're doing okay or better financially than they were a year ago. They feel generally safe or safer than they were a year ago. And that's all around like about the 60% mark of people. And what that leads to is a primary that has Walsh up by nearly 31 points at 52%. And a hypothetical general election against Tito that has Walsh up by about 29 points. So that favorability, those people feeling financially safe, is really driving Walsh's early success here in the poll.
So all the data points to no upset. So I'll ask you, Professor, do you see any chance of an upset this November?
Well, there was a slight wedge, it appears, for Jackson. If you really look at people's attitudes about development and the cost of housing, that seems to be a weakness for the mayor. However, on another note, Tito's actually winning the youth vote, the 18 to 34-year-olds. But he's losing his home district. He's losing the African-American vote. And, you know, unless there's a real game change, remember back in 49 you had a prison term for mail fraud that kept Curley out of office. This year we were thinking maybe that Teamster Food Network trial potentially could be a game changer. But outside of that, it appears the mayor is off for a strong reelect.
Thank you, Professor, for the update here in Boston. And next week, will you be taking us back to the great state of Alabama?
Well, we've noticed since our last poll that had Roy Moore up by 14 points in Alabama that President Trump has announced he's going to come personally down to Alabama to stump for Luther Strange this coming weekend. And Mo Brooks, who ran for the Senate race and got about 20% up in the northern part, actually came out last week for Roy Moore to endorse him. So it looks like a lot of moving parts are happening down in Alabama, and it's probably worth taking one last look at it before that election on the 26th.
Imperative information to our republic per usual, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see and hear you and hopefully everyone else next Monday, the 25th, where we here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast will, as stated by Professor Kimball, return to the state of Alabama and bring forth all the details for that race, which now has serious, serious national implications, as we can see by the president's visit there this coming weekend. So to obtain such imperative information and to get immediate access to its release, subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.